1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A major strike underway today in five states and Washington, D.C. 75,000 health care workers at Kaiser Permanente, represented by a coalition of unions. Demarius Reyes is a medical assistant. She says they want better pay and increased staff.
They have a lot of employees that are very knowledgeable with a lot of potential. And the fact that they don't want to invest and they don't want to bargain in good faith is very disappointing.
The history that played out yesterday in the House of Representatives, the removal of the Speaker of the House, has left questions about what's ahead and who might succeed Kevin McCarthy. CBS's John Dickerson.
We're stuck at the moment. Until there's a new speaker, business will basically come to a standstill. What's going to be required to move forward on government funding and addressing any of the problems that America faces is compromise, working together, all of those things that this small number of Republicans kicked out a speaker for engaging.
Ohio's Jim Jordan says he'll run for speaker. The Supreme Court taking up a case today that would make it harder to sue hotels when their websites are not clear about their accommodations for people with disabilities. Well, the judge issued a gag order in the Trump civil fraud trial yesterday, but that didn't stop the former president from speaking as he entered court today.
This is a railroad, and it's the beginning of communism in our country. This is the beginning of communism.
A railroading that's the beginning of communism, he said. In Baltimore, Police Commissioner Richard Worley vows to make arrests after the shooting last night at the Morgan State University campus.
There's a total of five victims, ages 18 to 22. We believe all have non-life-threatening injuries at this time.
The shooting happened as students were heading to a homecoming event. Overseas, correspondent Chris Livesay in Rome reports on a major Catholic conference going on at the Vatican.
It's been called the Super Bowl of the Catholic Church. Bishops gathered from around the world to discuss hot-button topics, such as whether or not priests can get married, or whether women can become deacons, or whether or not divorced and remarried Catholics can have communion. The Synod is already historic. It's the first time women and lay people are being allowed to vote. However, 80% of participants are still bishops.
Well, the jackpot is $1.2 billion for tonight's Powerball lottery drawing. Ticket buying is a group effort for Matt Katz and others on New York's Long Island.
We run a friends and family lotto group, Powerball Mega Millions, whenever it's above $500 million, $10 per person, end up between 80 and 105 people.
Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 116 points, S&P down 7. The NASDAQ is up about 35 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limits apply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, October 5th. The Southwood County Airport public meeting will be at 8 a.m. at Alexander Field. The Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee meeting will be at 9. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will meet at 10. The Central Housing Region Community Development Block Grant Housing Committee will meet at 11 in Mauston. The Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 2, the Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 4, and the Wood County Library Board will meet at 6. The Port Edwards Finance and Human Resources monthly meeting is at 4. The Portage County Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee will meet at 2. The Stevens Point Downtown Business Improvement District special meeting will take place at 2:30. The Portage County Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center special board meeting is at 4, and the Human Resources Committee will meet at 5. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. High of 67 tomorrow. Low 50s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, locking in for hour two with Joseph Pecky and Jane Mattenair. Greg's on the big board, and we've got a very special guest this hour who we'll get to in just 1 second. First hour, we talked about the chaos in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Of course, there's been some chaos here in Wisconsin as well.
Yes.
And so to join us to discuss some of that and some of the solutions, perhaps, when it comes to strengthening our democracy is former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. How you doing?
We're good. It was quite a day yesterday. You know, craziness in Washington, a letdown for our Milwaukee Brewers. I was there. Got to get game two. Thanks for joining us, Mandela. Woke up this morning in the Wisconsin Examiner, wisconsinexaminer.com, as commentary from Mandela Barnes, the Freedom to Vote Act safeguards our democracy at a critical moment. This is obviously a timely topic, given what's happening in this country and here in Wisconsin when it comes to democracy. Before we get to the op-ed, before we get to the Freedom to Vote Act, Mandela, I was wondering if you could kind of share with the listeners why you have dedicated yourself now to an organization called Power to the Polls and what Power to the Polls is all about. I don't think I need to tell anybody. You had a lot of options after serving as lieutenant governor, and this is where you're choosing to invest your time. Why is that, and what is Power to the Polls all about?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say thanks for having me. Second of all, I want to say I hope you've been funny, because, you know, you got some shoes to fill.
I can't be as funny as Kristen if I try. It ain't going to go well. Funny,
man. Sir, he's been very funny.
All right, so I'm here for the jokes, man. Here for the levity, but I will say, you know, the partnership with Power to the Polls may be new, but the cause isn't. You know, I can tell you from my days organizing, even in the state legislature, even as a lieutenant governor, stand up, making sure that people have the right to vote, making sure that people can show up to the polls and have their ballot cast, and not have this intrusion from Republicans. And this is an ongoing fight. Not just in Wisconsin, but all across the country. But I can do the work here in Wisconsin, and I'm going to make sure that we do everything we possibly can. And Power to the Polls is the right vehicle to make that happen. This is a group that's a Black-led organizing project that was co-founded by labor, faith, and civil rights groups. And this is to inspire and engage and truly get people to understand what their power is. This is less about us saying, hey, you should vote for that person, you should vote for this person. It's about making sure that folks know exactly why why they should be showing up to vote and helping people to make that informed decision. And, you know, that work doesn't just start 90 days before Election Day. That work starts now. We are talking to voters right now, talking about the issues in real time as they happen. Over the course of the spring election, we invested $1 million and we had people on the ground. We had 175 organizers. We knocked on 88,000 doors. But we did this in Milwaukee, racing in Green Bay. But we also had a statewide mail program. We ran digital ads and we even did radio. And this is the holistic approach we're taking. This is exactly why we're starting to talk to people right now. We saw an increase of more than 44,000 voters in Milwaukee compared to the 2019 Supreme Court race. And four of the candidates that we mobilized behind won their election. And the one that we didn't win was the special election in the 8th Senate district, where we came within a hair of flipping a seat that had been Republican for quite some time.
Thanks for that. That was Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, joining us on Asgo's Wisconsin this morning. Easy for me to say. and that's tremendous work and a tremendous impact at a time when it's so important. You know, we see over and over again that some actors, some Republicans are trying to make it harder to vote, period. This problem, though, is particularly acute for Black and brown communities. And so to see an organization like Power to the Polls step up and ensure that people know how to participate and how important it is that they participate is really to be commended. And so thank you for your leadership on that. I want to turn to some of this chaos we've been seeing in Wisconsin. You mentioned the spring election. We the people of Wisconsin, by an overwhelming majority, elected a new state Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz. And in the wake of that, we are seeing threats by some Republicans in Madison to impeach Justice Protasiewicz before she has even ruled on a case. And it has been said that what they are trying to do is overturn the results of an election by taking someone out of a seat of power just to serve political ends. And I just want to see if you had any comments on that. You served in the legislature with many of the folks involved. How serious should we take this threat to democracy?
Yeah, and, you know, on the front end, you said that, you know, too many Republicans want to attack the right to vote. I would, you know, you said some, but the reality is there's too many Republicans that want to take away the right to vote. And what's happening right now with the duly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, this is just a naked power grab. But we saw even in Washington, D.C., they decided to mutiny their own for political ends to push an extreme agenda, as if Kevin McCarthy is not an extreme Speaker of the House an extreme Speaker of the House. But this is how far they'll go to push their radical agenda to keep taking us backwards and backwards. It's an example of how low they'll go in this state and across the country. And even with Megan Wolf, election officials in our state are nonpartisan. What they do isn't guided by political or personal interests. This is to enact the will of the people, to enact the laws of the state of Wisconsin as they pertain to voting. In a time where we see threats to election officials, even election observers, poll workers, people are quitting at record rates because of the constant threats that have been lobbed to them by Republicans, the fact that they are ginning up their base to push these and peddle these conspiracy theories. This is incredibly important for us to have leaders in these positions, you know, in a position to make sure that our elections are carried out freely, securely, and most importantly, safely, and especially the people who are administering our races. Now, the Freedom to Vote Act, this is something that extends protections to state and local election officials that shields them from partisan influence and gives them the resources that they need to carry out their responsibilities. And this is why we see so much pushback on something so simple as a piece of legislation that will help grow our democracy.
Yes to all. And in fact, you kind of took the words right out of my mouth there. But just so people understand this, so with the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act do is provide a federal solution to prevent some of these shenanigans that we see at the state level. And so just for one example, you know, the Freedom to Vote Act would ban partisan gerrymandering. That's what a lot of this Protasiewicz conversation is about. And so to me, that's one that jumps off the page Lieutenant Governor Barnes mentioned some of the other pieces of the Freedom to Vote Act. I wonder if there's another one in particular, Mr. Barnes, that you find particularly compelling and why you are so passionate about this issue.
I was just, for those watching, I just laughed because he called me Mr. Barnes. You're never this way to me. So I don't know why you want to do this
it
now.
It feels too informal to refer to you as Mandela,
my guy. Are, I guess the comedy has arrived. But with that being said, with the Freedom Vote Act, you know, there's also the recruitment and training programs for new election officials and poll workers, in addition to keeping them safe. And as I mentioned before, this is something we absolutely need. We need to recruit and train more poll workers, people who are literally carrying our democracy on their backs. And these are nonpartisan roles. Republicans are poll workers as well. Republicans are election officials as well. And so this seems, you know, if you have a problem, if you have an issue, if you have a hunch that things aren't going well, sign up to be a poll worker. You know, be a part of the process. That's what I tell people all the time. You know, even when I talk to schools, especially when I'm in high schools and I talk to students who are getting ready to become voting age, and you know, you'll always get a couple who are like, you know, why is it important to vote? You know, nothing's going to change. I was like, Well, of course, nothing's going to change if you don't show up. Or people who feel that, democracy and our elected officials and politicians are, you know, just these abstract beings. Like, well, no, you have an opportunity to be a part of it. And if you think things are that bad, that's all the more reason to show up to vote. It's all the more reason for you to be a part of the process.
What's the response from young people when you encourage them to do things like, hey, don't just register to vote and vote? Be a poll worker. You know, I think back to in the wake of President Trump being elected in 2016, we saw an outpouring of women around the country running for office for the first time. I wonder if some of these attacks on the voting process and on our democracy are hopefully encouraging young people to step up. Are you getting that sense that people want it, that these young people want to be part of that solution?
Yeah, so I can honestly say with younger people, I haven't necessarily pushed, becoming a poll worker. It's a little tougher for somebody who's in college or high school.
Those are long days.
But in general, in terms of democracy itself, you know, I say, look, if you're frustrated with an elected official, run for office yourself. You know, and voting is one thing, but you also have the opportunity to step up to run for office. So I think these are parallel conversations, whether it's becoming a poll worker or seeking public office. These are ways to get involved and serve your community.
Well, and I would think, too, I mean, because one of the Republican contenders for the presidential nomination, Vivek Ramaswamy, wants to raise the voting age to 25.
Yeah, I don't get it. We are talking with former Lieutenant Governor Mr. Mandela Barnes. He's going to stick with us after the break for one more segment talking about the Freedom to Vote Act. Check out at WisconsinExaminer.com. Commentary from Mandela this morning. The column is The Freedom to Vote Act Safeguards Our Democracy at a Critical Moment. I'm Joe Zepecki. She's Jane Mattenair. Greg Box on the big board. We are coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. After we wrap up with Mr. Barnes, more calls, more texts. Don't be shy. Let us know what you think. And come on back after the break.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DoorWorks.
I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Engaged and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. And Mr. Barnes, I want you to know that this vibe of this music is a better reflection of how I feel about you than calling you Mr. Barnes. We are, of course, speaking with former Lieutenant Governor, Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes about the Freedom to Vote Act and how it can safeguard our democracy at a critical moment. That's available at wisconsinexaminer.com this morning. A couple of questions relating specifically to the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. We saw just this month, maybe it must have been last month, that a judge blocked the use of national mail voter registration applications in Wisconsin. And I'm wondering, Mandela, if you anticipate further attempts like this to block voter registration ahead of next year's elections. And if so, what should state lawmakers, what should federal lawmakers be doing to ensure people across our state can register to vote and participate?
I'll tell you, I always expect this stuff, sad to say, but that's why you have to remain vigilant. And anytime we see progress, anytime we experience a victory, we always have to assume that they are going to come back even stronger, or at least attempt to come back even stronger with their attempts to limit our democracy. So with suppressing the vote being, you know, topic du jour for Republicans seemingly every day, it's important for us to do the education work. It's important for us to do the organizing to let people know exactly what's going on and why these attempts are consistently being made. And with us getting closer to the 24 election, with the importance of that election growing every single day, with the intensity of the election growing every day, especially as they are on the way to nominating, a candidate with multiple indictments. You know, we could be looking at a Republican candidate for president who was the former president, you know, making campaign stops to the courtroom before he goes to a rally, which he's already pretty much doing, raising money off of his legal woes. Now, with that being as it is, the only way we can stop them is through the enactment of federal standards while we have the opportunity to do so. And we need to make sure that we transparently outline the voter registration process. And, you know, this establishes automatic online and same day registration. This helps improve access to the polls, and it also increases participation. And when we have increased participation, we also increase trust in the process. And, you know, this, you know, the Freedom to Vote Act also calls for universal vote by mail as an option and 2 weeks of early voting. And, you know, we're fortunate here in Wisconsin at this point to have same day registration and to have vote by mail options. But we need to tighten it up so that these provisions can't be impugned by Republicans.
That's right.
I'm curious, Mandela, what your response was. They have Republicans have demonized early voting and absentee voting for, a decade at least. And now Glenn Youngkin of Virginia is like, early voting, it's the way to go. Let's do this. Is that not just hilarious?
It is very hilarious. It's always hilarious when, you know, they are attacking the same things that, you know, their voters also use. This is not a Democrats voting by mail or Democrats get to vote early. This is the American people getting to exercise their right in a way that has evolved with the times and the changing circumstances of people's lives. And that has zero respect for any political affiliation. Doesn't matter who you are, who you plan to vote for. You still should be able to have, you know, increased participation in our democracy.
Mandela, one of the things that I think we all understand is at play here is that as important as it is for Republicans to try to make it harder for people to vote, they're also trying to make it seem like it's even harder to vote than it is, right? Like that's, they believe that there is a political benefit to them if people just go, you know what? I can't be bothered.
Too much hassle.
It's too much of a hassle. I don't want to deal with all that. People are afraid they're going to wait in line for hours. And so I guess my question is, what do you say to combat that kind of like jaded approach and to people who are buying some of that and being like, man, I ain't got 4 hours to go vote? You know, I'd just say, well, it doesn't take 4 hours, but there's got to be a better message than that. What do you say when you encounter that kind of skepticism?
I look at it as I look at many other things. You know, I try to wake up and run in the morning. Is it always fun? No. Is it always enjoyable? No. But I know the food I like to eat, and I know that that food is going to give me a lot of trouble on the back end if I don't do something on the front end. And so I look at voting and participating in our democracy the same way. One, no, it's not going to take 4 hours to vote. You know, it might be just a little bit of deviation from your normal routine. We're talking about, you know, here in Wisconsin, four times in a year, spring and fall election, primary, general. You may get a special election in there somewhere. We're talking about four times out of the year in most instances. And with that being the case, I think that even if you have to spare 20 to 30 minutes, which is still not very likely, even in a presidential election, you don't have to wait 20 to 30 minutes. It is worth it for our future and making sure that we have leaders in place who are going to fight to improve our quality of life. I think that that is one of the easiest investments that we can make in the next generation.
Last question before we let you go. You know, obviously a strong supporter of the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Many of us wish that you are in the United States Senate and in Congress today to push for these. You're not, but people are listening. What is your message to leaders in Congress like Tammy Baldwin on this issue?
Yeah, I may not be in office, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to continue to fight for the right thing and for every member of Congress, whether it's Tammy Baldwin, who has a consistent history of fighting for the right thing, or other people who don't. This cannot be more important for the future of this country, making sure that people believe in democracy, respect democracy, and participate in it.
Maybe if there's 16 or 17 more elections for speaker on the Republican side, they'll understand how important it is to have some federal standards and safeguards to make sure these elections, whether they're for speaker, whether they're for president, are safe, secure, free, and fair. Thank you so much, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your leadership. And we will talk to the rest of you on the other side of the break. I'm Joe. She's Jane. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin. Thanks, Mandela.
Hey, thank you.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Health officials are recommending vaccinations for the three viruses responsible for severe illness and hospitalizations. These include influenza or the flu, RSV, and COVID-19. They say individuals at highest risk include adults over the age of 60, people with chronic health conditions, young children, and people who are moderately to severely immunocompromised. Vaccines won't stop you from getting these viruses, but could lessen the severity of symptoms. There are now four Democrats running for the 3rd Congressional District in western Wisconsin. State Representative Katrina Shanklin says she's challenging Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. She joins Eau Claire businesswoman Rebecca Cook, former La Crosse County Board Supervisor Tara Johnson, and Harvard University law student Aaron Knights. Shanklin made her announcement in Stevens Point on Tuesday morning. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. High of 67 tomorrow. Low 50s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Civic Media Radio Network.
You got it.
I got it.
You got it.
I'm Joe. She's Jane. 844-967-2789. Your calls, your texts this half hour, whether on the big question from the first hour, did Democrats do the right thing in expecting some accountability from Kevin McCarthy? Or on the conversation we had the last half hour with former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, author of a column this morning in the Wisconsin Examiner. That's wisconsinexaminer.com. Mandela Barnes, the Freedom to Vote Act safeguards our democracy at a critical moment. I want to just take a second because I think this closed really strong, and I would encourage people to read the whole thing. But this is a great summary of what Mandela is fighting for and why it's so important. He writes, "Wisconsinites are tired of partisan games. They just want their fundamental rights. I'm glad leaders like Senator Tammy Baldwin have answered these calls and remained steady in their commitment. Over the past 2 years, Senator Baldwin has championed legislation that secures our democracy, including both the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. In a time where toxic election denial and voter suppression divide us, we need lawmakers like her. The landmark voting rights legislation now before Congress ensures that we can hear every voice, count every vote, and allow our democracy to thrive. As we stand at the brink of the 2024 election, there's a consensus, irrespective of party lines, that our voting system needs protection. The Freedom to Vote Act and John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act are the answers, and I hope that Senator Baldwin's colleagues join her in her commitment to enact these bills in Congress. When policies reflect the needs of the people, progress is inevitable. It's not about politics. It's about extending people the unobstructed right to choose their leaders."
Absolutely.
Pretty well said.
Absolutely. Wisconsinites don't like cheaters. We're tired of the cheating. We're tired of the gerrymandering, which is exactly what that is. It's cheating.
And to a point I made during that conversation, among the things that I think is so interesting and so relevant at this moment is the Freedom to Vote Act would ban partisan gerrymandering, right? Yes, we've got a court case. Yes, we are all hopeful that the court weighs in a way that takes the politics out of this so that politicians stop choosing their voters,
right,
and voters can start choosing their leaders. And if federally they would enact such a law, a lot of this would be a lot easier.
But then again, this is not in their self-preservation interests. It's not.
I actually genuinely wonder about that. Ride with me on this journey.
All right.
One of the reasons that Donald Trump was able to win a narrow victory in 2016 is because he was able to activate people who had not been part of the political process for a very long time.
True.
Right?
Yes.
That even though, like in Wisconsin, we are usually first or second in the country in terms of voter participation, upwards of 80%, which is really, really great.
That is great.
20% of people not voting, we don't know how those folks are going to shake out. We can probably intuit that they're pretty frustrated with politics in general.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean that they are liberal or that they are conservative. And if we were able to instill more confidence in the electoral process and politicians were held more accountable because they were able to be held more accountable by things like fair lines, don't you think that that would actually bring some of those people into the process? When people came into the process for the first time in 2016, it redounded to the benefit of Republicans. And listen, I personally, Joe Zepecki, Democratic strategist, I don't want to see that. I want to see Democrats win elections. But I'm not so sure that all of this necessarily is to the political benefit of one side or the other. It's just the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
It's just the right thing to do. And that's, you know, one of the things that the Trump era of our politics, and that truly is what it will be known as, right? That from 2015 to 2016, when Mr. Trump came down the elevator, to probably another 5 years, whether he wins or loses, this will be the Trump era of our politics. And we will look back on it and go, what good came of this? And I will just say, for me as an individual, it has really clarified my thinking on issues of grave consequence and what this country means and what the Constitution means and the rule of law. And I want a fair fight. And sometimes my side's going to lose. And that is the essence of representative democracy. And so I really, when it comes to things like this, to making sure that we have enough poll workers, to making sure that there are accurate counts, to doing common sense things that should have been done a long time ago, like letting big cities with central count locations start processing absentee ballots
soon,
the day before the election,
yes,
instead of at midnight, because that undermines confidence in the election system, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And if we can get Republican lawmakers, it is Republicans in Madison who introduced a bill recently that would change the way that they process absentee ballots. That's a good thing. And so I do think there are pragmatic, reasonable Republicans who can look at some of these very common sense, very straightforward things that have to do with strengthening the election system. Maybe we can get them on board. I don't know. Am I being too optimistic on a Wednesday?
Compromise is a dirty word. You're weak. You're spineless.
Gets you kicked out of the speaker show.
It gets you primaried. It gets you. You're a rhino. You're a rhino if you compromise.
Then how did Joe Biden get a bipartisan vote on infrastructure? And how did he get a bipartisan vote on the CHIPS Act? How did he get bipartisan gun safety legislation for the first time in 30 years?
Because they were afraid of Nancy Pelosi? I don't know.
Well, no, this is after it. These are the three big pieces of legislation.
After the Republicans took over.
That's, you know, so I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you think? 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Give us a text. I don't know. It is easy to be despondent and frustrated. So sometimes you have to choose to be hopeful. And that's what I'm choosing today. Because I don't think this should be that difficult. You know?
Absolutely. It shouldn't be that difficult.
And yet it is.
And because there is so much self-interest involved. There just is. And when we talk about gerrymandering, and we've talked about how the Democrats have seriously gerrymandered Illinois, at least on this show, we don't want that either. It's not right. It's correct. Not fair. It's wrong.
Yeah. What's the term I'm looking for? The incentive structures are not conducive to good policy outcomes these days.
Exactly.
And so one of the other things that I would say I'm curious about, I don't know where I come down, maybe Greg does, maybe you do, ranked choice voting.
We've talked about that quite a bit.
Any consensus?
I don't know if Greg, if we've reached a consensus, but I do find it, I like the idea.
The theory is, so in ranked choice voting, you could do away with the primary, the partisan primaries.
Right.
Right. Because one of the problems may be that when only Republicans and the most Republicans are choosing their nominees, you've basically got like 15-20% of the public selecting the choice.
Right.
Same thing on the Democratic
side. Absolutely.
You've got the most Democratic Democrats voting for their nominees.
Right.
And now we've got two candidates on polar opposites. If you throw every candidate, regardless of party, into one big basket, and then you ask the voters to rank them.
Which one do you like most to least?
And who do you like second most? Who are you willing to stomach, even if, you know, they're not your favorite? One of the theory of the case is that could lead to more representatives who are closer to the middle.
Instead of fringe.
Yeah, getting rid of the Matt Gaetzes and the Lauren Bobos.
And the Paul Gosars.
And getting folks who are willing to understand that half a loaf is better than no loaf, right? Who understand that in a negotiation and a compromise, no one's going to get everything that they want.
How do you think politicians view ranked choice voting, though? On both sides.
I think change is really, really hard, right? People who have succeeded in one system are not going to be necessarily eager.
Yeah, let's do this.
To throw out the current system. One of the things, my crazy idea has always been, like, if you wanted to pass laws changing campaign finance or the way elections are run, that maybe you would have more success if you put that before a legislative body and said it will take effect in 20 years or in 25 years, presumably after many of them have moved on, and then they're not actually legislating their future, they're legislating somebody else's. Crazy?
I don't think it's crazy, but I think I don't mean to yuck your yum.
you live to yuck yums.
On fun basis, but this is voting. This is serious. I think what could and probably would happen is that you'd have a class of people, not a class, but like a group of people coming in 20 years saying, well, that's the first thing we're striking down. You did it to us. Well, that's fine. We're just going to all come together and just take, it's gone. I mean, that is
a yucked yum.
But why should we accept harder conditions than our predecessors had?
Right? I don't know that it's harder. Some of it could be easier. For example, on the campaign finance stuff, listen, if you're like a first or second term member of Congress, I'm here to tell you They spend hours every day on the phone dialing for dollars.
So wrong.
That's not fun.
And it's not productive. It's,
yeah.
I have so many thoughts on extended terms, term limits. So like you say, you know, I would, first of all, Congress members should be 4 years. 2 years is not, especially now with dialing for dollars, you just can't get anything done.
So you want the House to go to four-year terms.
Just keep the Senate at six and put term limits on both.
What about the presidency?
Presidency, keep it the same. It's fine. I'm good with that.
If we're really getting crazy, I'd say four for the House, eight for Senate, and like five for president. Because I think that would...
5 terms?
No, 5 years.
5 years.
5 year term.
Hmm. And then two term, like what's the term limit?
Two term max.
Okay. 10 years.
Yep. Because right now, the way it's set up, particularly with the House, is that every 2 years, we're in a permanent campaign.
Yeah.
And campaigning is not necessarily conducive to governing and legislating.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure how you unwind those things unless you change some of the frequency with which folks go to the polls.
Well, and I think that's part of what exhausts people as well. It's like, geez, we just did this. And now we're going to, now we have another election. Now we're going to do this again and be inundated with, my opponent is a scum-sucking tick. And, you know, it's exhausting. And I think I don't mind the four-year terms for the House.
I take this stuff very, very seriously. I don't say any of this glibly. I get that that's really, really hard. And to anybody who says, well, this is the way we've always done it. No, it's not. It's not. We didn't have direct election of United States senators for a big chunk of this nation's history. We changed the way it was done. It used to be done by state legislatures. Now it is done by the people voting for the U.S. Senate.
Which is never an excuse anyways to say that's always how we've done it. That's
right. I hate that answer.
Well, junk.
And it's refreshing to know that, gosh, things can be changed.
Yeah, the Republic lived to tell about it.
Amazing.
You know, isn't that something?
I'm shocked.
What do you think? 844-967-2789. We got about 15 minutes left in today's show. What do we got here from the text line? We may only cast votes 4 times a year, but each season lasts 3 years. Is that each? Oh, yeah, because sometimes the elections start before the next one, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
So but even before the midterms, we knew that Ron DeSantis was going to run for president,
yep.
For example. That's going really well for him, I hear.
It so well.
He is so fascinating and charming. I wish I could vote for him.
The charisma is just oozing off of
I call
DeSantis.
Him Ron. No normal human smiles like this, DeSantis.
Yeah, I'm stealing this material from someone else who I can't think of at the moment. Maybe it's just a straight tweet. People thought that Ron DeSantis was going to be Donald Trump without the baggage. Turns out he's Jeb Bush without the charisma. That's a deep cut.
Please clap.
You got to remember, please clap.
Oh, yes.
Jeb Bush to get that one. We have one more segment to go on the other side of the break here on As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Joe. She's Jane. Greg's on the board. We appreciate you riding with us. We appreciate the leadership of former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, still in the fight, making sure people can have their voices heard. If you want your voice heard, give us a ring. 844-967-2789.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors of possibility to all students, no exceptions. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. We act, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. See, I got it that time.
Well done.
This is Joseph Pecky. I'm here with Jane Matinier and Greg Bach. We are coming to you live from the studios of 540 AM WAUK The Shaw. Man, the 2 hours flies by.
It really does.
How are we almost done here?
I know. We got the last break.
Last break. Segment. Ready for your calls and texts. 844-967-2789. First up, we've got Ken. Ken, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to, there's kind of a both sides do it thing about the gerrymandering because of Illinois, and that's playing by the rules. The House of Representatives under Nancy Pelosi sent up a bipartisan redistricting bill, and if 10 Republicans in the Senate would have voted for it, it would be law, and there wouldn't be any of the kind of gerrymandering we're seeing now. So, I mean, the Democrats don't want to do that, but they don't have a choice. Otherwise, they won't have any power in the Congress. So I guess I just want to be clear about that.
Thanks for that, Ken.
Appreciate it, Ken.
Yeah, it's an important point. I mean, the rules are what they are. I do think, you know, where I would maybe quibble with both sides ism on this is that the only party that's acting in any kind of good faith and trying to put an end to it is Democrats.
Yes.
Right? It was, you know, if you needed 10 Senate Republicans to break a filibuster to get that done, it wasn't Nancy Pelosi's fault that, you know, Mitch McConnell and his buddies in the Senate are intransigent. But here we are. Greg, we got somebody else on the line there?
Yep, we got Jake from Eureka, California. Jake, what's going on?
Oh, I thought it was Jake from State Farm.
Hey, how's it going? I'd like to respond to the subject of term limits on members of House of the House of Representatives. I think 4 years, not enough time. I think that 10 years is probably, you know, appropriate as far as a term limit on a member from the House. Maybe 12 years on a U.S. senator. And speaking of the Speaker of the House, why don't we just elect them by popular vote? Since you know, if we were unlucky enough to have the president and the vice president both pass away on the same day, it's the Speaker of the House who will become president. Don't we, you know, deserve the right as the people to vote as to who that person is going to be? I think every 4 years we should have a new Speaker of the House, and it should be voted on by national popular vote, just like we vote for president. We don't need to get the Electoral College involved in this. Just simply, you know, pick the person who wins the most votes nationally every 4 years, and they're Speaker of the House for 4 years.
Now, there's a radical idea. What do you think, Jane?
Well, and
again, not another election.
We love voting here.
But Jake, so who would the nominees for Speaker? How would those nominees be selected that people would be voting on? Because my concern is that there was a competition in England to name this boat
Bodie McBoatface,
and they named it Bodie McBoatface. So I just want to know
I see nothing wrong with this.
Where these nominees are going to come from? Who's going to pick the nominees? Because otherwise, we're going to end up with four humans and a Bodie McBoatface up for Speaker of the House.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree. I don't know, but that kind of reminds me when Houston got their NFL expansion franchise and they let the public vote on it. That's how they got named the Texans. By popular.
That's awesome.
Thanks for the call,
Jake. Thanks, Jake.
It is often said, particularly when there's controversy around the speakership, that you don't have to be a member of the U.S. House of Representatives to be Speaker of the House.
You don't have to be an elected official at all.
You don't have to be a lawyer or a judge to be a member of the Supreme Court.
You don't.
And when you guys are talking about this, I have an idea.
Who you got?
The Speaker of the House is only employs citizens. You have to apply. There's a rigorous process. It's 2 years. You get, if you have a job, all right, your job will be waiting for you. It's almost like jury duty.
Oh.
It's compulsory.
So we're just picking a name out of a hat?
Picking a name out of a hat. You gotta, you know, if you are of a certain age and you have a certain, like, yeah, and everyone, you can apply, you can be like, I just want to do it, and then you won't, of course, get it. But then there'll be like, you know, 500 to 1,000 people who will really want it, go from there, and we pick the Speaker of the House, and they serve 2 years, and then they get the full view of what happens in that cesspool.
I've got some other suggestions for compulsory public service. I'm not sure I would go right to Speaker of the House. And
well, you don't have the vision I do, Joe.
No, I can't. From down here, I can't see. You're a tall guy.
Ooh, self-burn.
No, listen. Not a lot of people have to work with 434 other people every day.
True. And get consensus among all of these people.
It's like 434 people who are ostensibly at the same level. Right, there's not upper management, middle management, and then the worker bees that make the world go round. It's a tough gig, and so I understand why you want somebody from the body who understands some of those dynamics. And listen, like when it's Kevin McCarthy that we're focused on, we go, man, what a miserable job. And a lot of his colleagues say, oh, no, nobody can do this job; it's too hard. But then I would remind people, Nancy Pelosi, she got it done.
For a long time.
And listen, and I would argue that the Democratic Party has a wider spectrum of, you know, of represented officials. And she was able to corral that caucus in a way that, in retrospect, looks even better. Right?
Oh, I mean,
yeah. She was a historic speaker, not just because she was the first woman to do it, but because of how reliable she was and the incredible legislation that she was able to get passed while she was speaker. So it's not that nobody can do it. Maybe it's just that no Republican can do it.
I mean, working in Democratic politics like I have and you have, hurting Democrats is cats. Like,
oh, it's tough.
Everywhere. And just like trying to please everyone and trying to make sure everyone's happy. And it's hard.
Yeah. And this is one of the, we'll leave it here for today, that when it comes to what we saw yesterday in Washington, this was perhaps the culmination of a 12-year war inside the Republican Party.
Yes.
That ever since the Tea Party uprising, you've seen the ouster of John Boehner, you've seen Paul Ryan have to kind of swoop in, you've seen Kevin McCarthy go down in flames. This fight inside the Republican conference has been a long time coming. And I don't think it's going to resolve itself this week. And I don't even know if it's going to get resolved next week. They've got a lot to figure out on their side of the House. In the spirit of service to this country, let's hope that they come to some kind of conclusion, because in like 37 or 38 days,
we're back. Yep.
Got to get the government open.
Yep.
And, you know, that's just among the challenges we face. Among the challenge we faced today was musical chairs. I was Joe Zupacki in for Jane Mattiner. Jane Mattiner was here anyways, even though I was in for her, and then Greg Bach was in for her. But
we were all here.
We figured it out.
We did figure it out.
The gang was all here. We had a very important listener. Frankie was checking us out.
Yes.
Got a text from Kristen. We miss Kristen. Can't wait to have her back. We may get a little taste
next
of Kristen
week.
Next week.
Next week.
You got to come on back to As Goes Wisconsin. Check it out every day on the Civic Media Radio Network. Check out the podcast, YouTube, you name it. You can find it. If you can't find it, you're not looking hard enough.
Exactly.
This has been As Goes Wisconsin on a Wednesday. Thanks for coming along with us.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.